The Morning Hog, 95.7 Hog, Riggs intern Steve, Josh S.R. Perot, The Morning Hog Brew Review, happy hour on this Friday. Hi, Josh.
Yeah. What's up?
You know, Josh.
I do know, Josh.
You brought a couple of great beverages, alternative, like fresh, new, crazy beverages, but it is always good to come back around to the center of the Brew Review, which is the tasty beers.
It's beer. Yeah, absolutely.
So let's dig in. What are you bringing us?
So I have a new partner that we just started distribution on.
Your wife's going to be furious. Wait, hello.
So, 50 plus now.
That's all
right. So Sun King Brewery.
Yeah, okay.
They are technically out of Indiana.
Okay.
However, they have just purchased a brewery down in Sarasota.
Oh.
So that will be Florida Brewed here shortly.
Oh,
which
wow.
I'm really excited about.
Oh, that's huge.
Alrighty.
But the really cool thing is up there is they have 5 breweries.
Wow.
Okay. One inside the airport, Indianapolis International Airport.
Okay.
So they are very built into that city and into that state, which is fantastic. But I'll kind of read a little bit more about them in a second. We'll pour some beer right
that's
now.
Good idea. That's great. It's a great idea because we do have some beers to get into. And we have a weekend to kick off proper. Sun King is the, that's Ra, by the way. Just want to throw that out there.
Is what?
God of Sun is Ra, R-A.
So I do believe you on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a huge Stargate fan.
I mean, he's one for one, so
Steve's
going to
Google it in a second.
So we're going to start off with Pachanga.
Okay.
Which is their Mexican lager.
All right. Pachanga?
Pachanga.
Oh, wow. Pachanga.
How did you know that?
Dude.
Ra.
Doubt me.
Holy.
I got.
What are you, an encyclopedia? Here.
Kinda, yeah.
I don't understand what's going on.
Holy mackerel, dude.
Why Google it when you can Riggs it?
We're going to turn Riggs into a verb.
Okay.
That'd be fantastic.
Pachanga. Well, he's got a pinata on the front.
Right.
Oh, bro.
Oh, wow.
Cool looking can.
I already love this beer. I haven't even tasted it yet. Mm. Okay.
Easy drinking. Crisp.
Yes.
Light.
Right.
Lawnmower beer. Beach beer.
Yep.
Pool beer. Florida beer. Right?
Lawnmower beer.
It is. Right? I mean, and soon to be a Florida
Florida brewery.
Florida made beer.
Like I said, I'm really looking forward to that. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mexican lager. It clocks in at 4.2%.
Mm-hmm.
Easy drinking all day.
Okay.
Available in 6-packs. We have it out there on draft.
Yeah.
So, you know, check out the website.
Oh, you mean srparot.com/beerfinder. That's the website he's talking about.
Bingo.
You should check it out. If you might need to Google on that one, probably. You probably should bang that into your keyboard. Let's see if I'm right. Steve's Googling it.
Pachanga is a genre of music which is described as a mixture of sun, montuno, and meringue.
Wrong. Wrong.
All right.
It's a pinata bat.
Yeah, I'll go with pinata bat.
Just
if it wasn't before, that's what it means today.
Log into Wiki and change that real quick.
Yeah, please.
But whatever it is, it tastes good. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
And like you said, easy drinking and at a low ABV, you could get a lot of pachangas.
So like I was saying, in Indiana, they're huge into the community there. They're very well known. They're the second largest craft brewery in Indiana, which is a huge feat.
Yeah.
They actually... The smaller breweries bring their kegs to their operations to have them professionally cleaned.
Oh, whoa. Really?
They have a $1 million lab there that they give the opportunity of smaller breweries to use as well. So they can check on their yeast and make sure that everything is alive and well and stuff like that.
Hmm.
So their community outreach is huge, large in the community. So hopefully that moves its way to Florida as well. And, you know, that's what I'm really looking forward
to. That's very cool. And I would imagine, I mean, not that distribution's a problem for them, but obviously it makes things a lot easier when you're right here in Florida.
Mm. Right.
You just get
a lot more. We'll get beer that's fresh off the truck a day or two before.
That's true.
Rather than traveling.
That beer is mucho delicioso.
Whoa, Steve. Nice one. I think that's Spanish. I'm pretty sure. I guess.
So this one is a little interesting.
Okay.
So they make a beer called Sunlight Cream Ale.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, they did a variation of it a while back of orange vanilla Sunlight Cream Ale.
Ooh.
So kind of like
a dreamsicle.
A dreamsicle.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till you smell this.
Oh, man. I am ready.
And then wait till you taste it.
We're getting, Tim's going to get our smell-o-vision hooked up for this one now.
I think we have to pay extra for that.
Yeah, it is a little extra, but it's worth it. I mean, it's a couple grand. No big deal. We got a big budget on the Brew Review, as you can tell.
So,
whoa.
Oh, my God.
If you're listening today, check out the website later to watch the video and take a look at the branding on these cans.
Yeah.
It screams Florida.
I really dig that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So, this clocks in at 5.3%. Again, nothing, you know, too crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But you are getting orange. You are getting vanilla.
Yeah.
And then it's very smooth, which is a characteristic of a cream ale.
Yeah. The taste of the aroma is matches the taste. So sometimes you get a really good smell, and you're like, oh, it's a little lacking, but this syncs
up.
Yeah,
the exhale is no different than what you're getting on your palate.
That's really
good. It's fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. Boy, now I hope an ice cream truck rolls down through my neighborhood there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going straight up with a bunch of singles out to that thing.
So yeah. These two items we do carry in package.
Okay.
Six packs out there. Check out the website, Total Wine, ABCs, local independents.
Mm-hmm.
We have the regular Sunlight Cream Ale as well.
Okay.
And then occasionally we carry a seasonal IPA.
Wow. Hmm. Okay.
So we do a large variation and they make some killer stuff.
And they're coming to Florida.
Yep. They're coming to Florida.
They're really here already. You can get those flavors. SIprod.com/beerfinder. If you have a computer or something that has the internet connected to it, whatever, maybe a watch or I don't know. Steve's got a brain chip. He just uses his right in his head. Well, that's thank you.
Did they replace the entire brain?
No, it was it was a partial, and that's why that's why you don't want to jostle him too much, because
okay, gotcha.
It'll come loose. Well, thank you for these great flavors heading to this weekend. This is perfect. We're looking forward to more. SRProd.com/beerfinder if you want to track them down, or you can just try to get Steve's on the parking lot as we head out.
Yep.
All right. Until then, cheers, buddy.
Cheers. Thanks, man.